Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I'm bad. I made some right.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got a outstanding show lined up for you the rest of this hour because we got our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is a long time coming up 5 year, coming up 11 year member of our Brain Trust. December it'll be 11 years she's been hanging out with us, and she was our very first person on in the Brain Trust to really help us focus on the issues of immigration. And boy howdy have they been. Has that issue been a front burner for all these years? It's made a lot of difference in a lot of political races around the country and nationally, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. In fact, it just seems to be getting worse if you can appraise it that way. But she's one of the experts. She's the president of Immigration Works USA, and she's our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's not getting better, is it, Elise? I mean, is it, Tamar?
Well, no, it's not getting better. But look, I mean, Washington, immigration is having we're having a special trouble passing immigration, but Washington in general is broken. You know, I think if Congress could get back to doing its job.
I'm sorry. I completely agree with you when you say that Washington is broken. Tell us what you think that means.
I think it means something very different than what Donald Trump and his followers think. Donald Trump thinks Washington is broken because they compromised too much. I think Washington is broken because they've forgotten how to compromise.
Well, there's nobody in the middle to compromise anymore.
I'm sorry?
There's nobody in the middle to compromise anymore. Boehner's gone.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if Paul Ryan becomes speaker, which increasingly it looks like he will, Paul Ryan is somebody who wants to govern. I mean, the point about compromising and not compromising, you know, LBJ used to say, do you want a bill or an issue?
Yeah.
And a bill is when you go in the back room and you make a deal and everybody gives up a little of something,
want. But you got the Democrats hanging off the left. You got the Republicans with a majority proof minority on the right. That's bollocksing things up. My point is nothing can get done in the middle because of where the parties are today.
Yeah, but I mean, if there was the will to compromise, you could still get the deals.
Right.
And partly it's about
but they just want an issue.
Way
that's
out
what
of
you're
our
saying.
Control.
They just want an issue.
Both the parties have shifted to the way to the extremes, but it's partly that there hasn't been leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, I admire John Boehner, and I thought he did the best he could in a bad circumstance. But I think, you know, look, Paul Ryan has just called the bluff of these hell no guys,
right.
And it looks like
right.
It's going to work. And
yeah,
Obama has
tell
not
us what,
been
tell
at all
what
helpful. A Democrat who was willing to, if you had
tell
to be
what
on the other
the
side,
bluff
who was willing
means.
To compromise. I don't think it's the possibility of it is gone. I think we failed pretty much universally in the last 10 years, but I don't think the possibility of doing it is gone.
Well, it's going to take different leadership, and I know it sounds like I'm being negative on the president again, but the president hasn't been part of the solution either. I mean, with his behavior and his executive orders and the way he doesn't know how to negotiate. I don't think he knows how to deal in good faith.
And yeah, I don't think Obama wanted to make deals.
That's right.
I think Obama thought that the other people in Congress, Democrats and Republicans, were stupid, small people.
Yes, I think
and that
so
he had
too.
A big vision for the country.
Yeah.
So he was a big part of the problem. But as you point out, so were people in Congress. I mean, it's taken everything.
And so that's the broken part. So that's where we're broken, and I completely agree with that. So but it's gotten so bad that even one of the two parties can't even function, right? Because the problem that one of the major sticking points to a speakership in the House controlled by the Republicans is immigration, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the sticking points. It's an excuse that people are using. I mean, you know, when and Obama was a part of the problem here. But the point about Republicans and immigration is, you know, there's a small group that really wants it and knows it's good for the party and knows it's good for the country and has a vision of how to get it done. And Boehner was one of that small group. Then there's a small group that doesn't want it at any price. And they're backed up by some hard right voters. I mean, there's a faction out there. It's no more than.
But the bottom line,
voters.
Though, tomorrow. How long has it been?
How long has it been since we've
been talking about this and nothing seems to be happening? So I mean, we just don't seem to be making any progress. We're talking about some more with our good friend Tamar Jacoby after these messages. Tweeny Tail, stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.